Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment's so popular that MTV debuted a new show this last week called Ghosted.
I saw that and I was like, okay, stealing it from us.
Oh, with our girl, Rachel Lindsay. She's the host.
I've never met her before.
So
right.
All right. With my girl, Rachel Lindsay from The Bachelorette.
She's one of the hosts, yes. All right. We're helping those that have been ghosted. We call it Waiting by the Phone. Alex here said, Bill.
Hey. Bill, you said?
Bill,
what's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
So tell us about your date.
Man, so I tried to mix it up this time. I went on a date with this gal, Miranda, and, I feel like every date I go on is the same. And so, like, this time I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do it a little bit different. I'm going to get outside the box. I'm going to treat this girl to a nice time. So we went to a wine bar, which, like, isn't normally my thing, but, like, you know, I'm trying to expand my horizons, you know? I'm trying to, like, get out there and try new stuff.
So was she into it?
Yeah, I mean, she definitely knew more about it than I did. So, like, I was happy to, like, let her, you know, talk to me about, like, tannins or whatever.
Who? You know.
Tannins.
What's that?
It's a wine term that I don't even understand. Like, if I were to make fun of wine people, I would just throw out words, but I don't know what it means. But, like, oh, the notes and the tannins. And
people say that.
I feel an aftertaste of cinnamon, yeah. But then just the slight taste of toasted oak. It's like, what does that even mean?
Can I throw out tannins, like if I go like have a chicken sandwich at Popeyes when
no,
it comes back,
be it's
like,
only
oh
with
my
wine,
god, that
bro.
Sauce hits my tannins.
No, it's only
oh.
with wine.
All right.
And it's not on your tongue.
Oh.
It's in the wine.
Thanks for that. I almost embarrassed myself.
All right, back to you, Bill.
But yeah.
Since the wine bar, what has happened?
Nothing. Like, absolutely nothing.
Wow.
I've tried to text her a few times. I haven't heard anything back.
Well, let's give her a call and find out what went wrong.
Something twisted her tannins. Is that, did I use that right?
No. I still don't know what
it's
tannins are.
Hello?
Hi, is this Miranda?
Yes.
Just making sure we're talking to the right person. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah with Mix 94.7.
Oh.
Good morning.
Blows me away every time we do this, we call someone. It's like no one ever expects their phone to ring in the morning.
No one ever expects their phone to ring, period.
Seriously.
No, I thought something was wrong. Okay. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
I want to let you know before we go any further that Bill is also on the phone. Bill said that you guys went out to a wine bar and we're helping him out for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And we're not here to put you on blast or throw shade. We just honestly want to help him get answers as to why you've kind of, well, at least according to him, ghosted him.
I think ghosted is a strong word, but okay.
Have you not responded to any of his messages?
I responded to his first message and thanked him for, you know, our wine and cheese. But yes.
Sounds like by the tone of your voice that you did not enjoy the date.
No, I did not. He
wow.
is, how should I put this? A douche. It was ridiculous. It was like by far one of the weirdest dates I've been on, and I've been on some weird dates.
Can you tell us why? What happened? Maybe that'll help him in the future.
Because it sounded amazing to me if I was a girl.
Something comes to me, you're not hearing the whole story. So we went to a wine bar, which I thought was a nice choice. So, like, by all accounts, like, it started on what, you know, one could think was a good note. Ha, 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 pun intended.
What's that?
Note.
Like notes.
This Sarah was
wine.
Just talking
Remember
about
I
that.
Said notes.
Oh, from the taste.
Right.
Yeah.
Notes of
it's a wine
cinnamon
thing.
And leather.
Got you.
And toasted oak.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Yeah.
I need to be a
but
wine guy.
Pretty much 45 seconds in, I knew it was going to be a disaster.
Okay.
Every time he ordered red wine.
Wait, I
didn't have to order.
Bill?
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure that you did know that Bill was on the phone.
Hey, Bill.
Okay.
I wasn't totally aware of that. But,
okay. Well, now you are. So anyway,
carry on.
15 seconds in, he ordered red wine.
So I mean, yeah, he ordered red wine, which, you know, Bill, you did not have to, you could have ordered white wine, you could have ordered water or, you know, vodka or something, but no, you ordered red wine, and every time he took a sip of red wine, he took a napkin, which he wetted in front of me, mm-hmm. took a napkin and dunked it in his water, and he dabbed his teeth.
Ugh.
Okay.
Every single sip.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Are you not horrified by that? I mean, I was shocked.
There's
is it really?
No, for me, there's something about nails on a chalkboard where people put napkins up against their teeth. I know.
Really?
So, how often do you see this? I've never seen one.
Dunked his napkin, dabbed his teeth in front of me, in front of everybody in the restaurant, as he is sipping his red wine. Why? What is that?
But why is he doing that?
Because he's a Bill, I'm sorry.
Okay, so in fairness, to try to play devil's advocate here, he admitted to us he's not much of a wine guy. He prefers beer. So maybe he just wanted to make sure that it didn't stain his teeth.
Oh, is that why?
Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Is that all, Miranda?
No. It was not just that. So I had come straight from work and, like, hadn't eaten. And I don't know. I just kind of thought we'd, you know, at least get, like, a nibble. He didn't offer, which I kind of think is just bad form. So I suggested we get a cheese board, and he did agree, and it came, and he didn't touch it. So I just, like, ate cheese by myself and witnessed this, like, horrific tooth-dabbing exercise, and it was just weird. It was just weird.
Hey, Bill, let's give you a chance to defend yourself. Why didn't you eat any of the cheese board?
Well, I mean, look, bro, I'm intermittent fasting.
You were on intermittent fasting.
What is that?
Well, it means where you go for a long time without eating. And then you
that's
eat.
That's like nature. That's how, like, humans live for thousands of years. Yeah. It's good for you.
It's like, right? Alex, we have a 24 hours in a day, but maybe you only have a 4-hour window within that day that you eat. It changes day to day.
And then you go for a long time without eating.
Yeah, so maybe you might
it's
only eat between noon and 4.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, well, I couldn't do it, but no. I know a lot of people that do.
Man, I thought he was, like, not educated to cheese, because I've seen cheese boards come out, and I'm like, I don't eat it because I don't know what kind of cheese it is, and I don't want to be, like, that sampler, because there's not enough to sample, you know what I'm saying, because it's a small portion.
Hey, which one is the Kraft?
Is there a Velveeta on there? What's that square?
How long do you have to go without eating?
I mean, it depends, you know, until you hit your keto, right? Like, you just want to go...
All right, so basically it was the whole napkin on the teeth and the intermittent fasting, not eating the cheese board.
I mean, come on, with the like, I just got my teeth whitened. Like, I paid good money for that. I'm not going to, like,
I love this
I'm
guy.
Not going to let that go to waste, like, getting, you know, Cabernet Franc or whatever on there, like. You know.
Cabernet Franc.
I mean, that's real talk, but you should get white wine.
Well, it's clear that this is not a match.
No.
Bill, now you understand what happened with Miranda. Sorry it didn't work out, Miranda, but we appreciate you being honest, and good luck to you in the future, okay?
Yeah, here's hoping. Thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.